Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Josh, can you walk us through that touchdown to Ty Johnson to really seal the deal and going down, scooping the ball off the turf on that fourth down?
Yeah, fourth down. Just need to make a play there. And man-to-man, I feel like they played pretty good coverage on some of our underneath routes. I just extended. Ty did what Ty does and made a heck of a play for us.
What advantages did you see in the Marco defense that you wanted to come out and exploit?
Well, I don't think there was one certain thing over another. We just wanted to come out and execute well. We ran the ball well. Our offensive line did a heck of a job all day. Jimbo ran the ball hard. Ty and Ray, I hate what happened to Ray. I feel like that doesn't happen too often in this offense, and hate that feeling that I have for him right now, but got to see him. He's doing okay. But at the end of the day, we just wanted to come out and play our best football, and I feel like we did that today.
Josh, you actually got a touchdown play. Did you feel like you kind of caught a break there? That was a desperation situation for 7 or 8 seconds there. You feel like that was a little bit fortunate that happened that way?
Yeah, I mean, ebbs and flows of a game. Again, we went out there on fourth down, and if we don't get it there, the defense gets the ball, but not great field position. So, we made a play.
I guess Josh, the decision.
On the Samuel touchdown, you had that touch on that side. How did that play out to get Curtis open?
Yeah, was able to get the running back out, and they dropped 5. The way that we're doing things right now with motions, and that's a credit to our offensive staff and Joe, scheming some guys open, and Curtis did a great job of using his speed and getting yards after catch and made a play there for us.
Josh, what does it mean to you guys in the offense, though, to have the coach's trust on that situation, 4th and 1? You know, you're only up 6 points.
Yeah.
You could essentially make it a two-score game, but Sean lets you guys go out there.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of faith in the defense as well, because, again, you know, we'd hope to get that 4th and 1 more often than not, but sometimes you don't get it, and your defense goes out there. But, again, it's not terrible field position. But it speaks a lot that coach has that trust in us.
What was going on when the ref came over to talk to you, like all the way to the bench? What was he saying?
Oh, was that after? I wasn't happy with what was going on, and I was yelling a little bit, and he just said, don't be yelling. So, my bad. Sorry, Bill.
Did he apologize for
I won't say anything about that.
I mean, Josh, talk about James running game. I mean, obviously, for the first 2.5 quarters, that was kind of the key to the offense. Just what did you guys see? Why was it working so well?
Yeah, our team did a great job. Our offensive line did a great job of getting looks that we liked and taking advantage of it. And they moved guys off the ball today. Jimbo ran the ball hard, all of our backs ran the ball hard, and then you incorporate some of the quarterback run stuff. And I think that really messes with the defense of – you know, they were in a really good position sometimes, and our guys just made plays. And that's why we got so much faith in everybody in this room.
Josh, you guys have been pretty efficient when it comes to staying in the moment, next opponent, that type of thing.
regardless of the circumstances. Now that you've 7 days into the postseason, can you reflect on the last few days in prep and how maybe things have felt different at all, or how you, is there
a... No, I mean, I think we're
year you shift into? Or?
I mean, obviously everything gets heightened, and maybe you watch another couple games of what the defense is doing. But we're not trying to do anything drastically different. We're just trying to go out there and play our best football. We had a really good week of practice. We had a great week of game planning. I thought our offensive staff, again, put in some great plays, as you saw today. But ultimately, it's not the X's and O's. It's the Jimmys and Joes, and guys are ready to go. We got our rest, getting able to kind of not play everybody that last game. Guys were refreshed, and, again, we're going to need to get our rest this week. And we had a really, really good Baltimore Ravens team coming here. They put the thumping on us earlier in the year, and we know that. We understand that. So, again, it's the most important game because it's the next one.
How did you digest yesterday's game? Because you got a game to prepare for. Do you watch it? Did you stay away from it?
I didn't watch much of it. You know, you get updates on your phone, but went in. That was the later game, so just tried to sleep and get some rest before this one.
You play off experience, Josh. Does it allow you to play with patience?
Yeah, I mean, I think understanding kind of the ebbs and flows of how the playoffs go, you know, and obviously you just want to be able to give yourself a chance in the third and fourth quarter in the second half, and, you know, we felt like we did that today.
Running game seemed to get you going. Passing game seemed to pick things up as game win. Balance has been there for you all year. It was once again today. How comforting is it knowing that you have multi-pronged attack to go to?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think we only punted once today. First three drives, field goal, touchdown, punt, I believe. That was the first half, and it just felt like it was quick. But we were sustaining drives, and the drives that we didn't sustain, we felt like, you know, we were shooting ourselves in the foot, whether it was penalties or what the case may be. So, yeah, we were just trying to mix different personnels and switch lifts up. And, again, that's Joe Brady right there and him doing what he does best. And he did it well today.
Their ability to get after the quarterback was talked about a lot throughout the week, throughout the whole season, really. How important was it to be as good as you were running the ball, kind of delete that part of it?
Yeah, when you can get them moving side to side and different looks and guards pulling, tackles pulling, centers pulling, it just gives them a bunch of different things to look at and look and see, and makes them maybe a little hesitant. But that's, again, credit to our guys and our offensive staff. But, you know, our line played their tails off today.
Josh, last one for Josh.
The nature of this offense, that your leading receiver today in the playoff game is a guy who never led the team in receiving all season, Curtis Samuel.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be the first one to say, you know, I'll speak on behalf of Curtis. He probably didn't have the season that he wanted to have. He was dealing with a few things early on and during the middle of the year. But he kept grinding, kept being quiet, and stayed focused. And, you know, I've never lost any sort of trust in him. You know, and he's just continued to work hard. And that's kind of the mentality that we've had all year, is everybody eats. And today was his day. And who knows what's going to be next week. But, you know, we got to have a good week of practice first and ready to play on whether it's Saturday or Sunday.
Thanks. Hey, guys. Eric, I'm impressed, man.
That's what they're doing. All right, good win. Anytime you can win, it's a good win, especially in the playoffs. At home, great environment. Appreciate the fans, man. They're just incredible every week, every time we play here. And it was good to see our team come out. We knew it was going to be a battle, and it was. They're a well-coached team, a lot of talent. I thought our players played extremely well, especially in the third and in the fourth quarter, and played good complementary football. Took care of the ball. The line of scrimmage was the way it needed to be for us to win, and that's an important facet for us every week. So time is yours.
Sean, two touchdowns. Can you walk us through what you saw on Ty's touchdown and Curtis's touchdown?
What I saw?
Yeah.
Well, probably like you on Ty's touchdown, I was going, oh, come on. Oh, yeah, good. So the review was important right there too. I know Ty's just he makes plays, you know, and Josh has a lot of trust in him, as you saw And then Curtis, it just feels good for Curtis, right? I feel good for Curtis. Another locker room does. He's been working so hard all year. He's been dealing, working through some injuries every week, and to come out and do what he did. I really believe it was last week going out there and playing in that game set him up for success this week. Because if you kind of drop yourself back in after being out, whatever it would have been, having not played last week, it's not the same. So I think he gained some confidence from going out there last week.
John, a lot of stuff about the defense, some perceived struggles, to give up that bomb touchdown, to lead things off, and then to buckle down, hang up the rest of the game. What does that say about this unit?
Yeah, make good adjustments. They're resilient. They're intent on trying to get better every week. I think their goal. And, starts up front. You got to have it up front, and starts at the line of scrimmage in the run game. Then you go from there.
John, obviously the throw to Johnson, that's a play an MVP candidate will make. But do you also feel like you kind of caught a break there, a little bit of luck in the
fourth and one? It was fourth and one. So we threw it. How far down the field was it?
About 25 yards.
Yeah. So tell me it's complete, I'm going to sign up for it every week. But look, I trust Josh. You guys know that. I trust him, and I believe in him. So that's where that is.
Hey, John, that running game got going really from the start. How impressed are you with your O-line, the creases they got?
Yeah, huge. Weren't getting as much in the pass game early. I mean, they lead the league in sacks coming into the game, and so we knew it was going to be tough. I thought our offensive line and O-line, the tight ends are blocking in there. Receivers are blocking. It's a full team affair right there in terms of that run game.
Time of possession. I think it was 39 plus.
Yeah.
Is that coincidental? I mean, obviously there was that. Did you want to go methodical, slow, draw it out like that?
Not exactly. I mean, you try and move the ball and be efficient on offense, and then find some explosives somewhere in there, Tim. And we were able to do that by getting Curtis free. I think that was the third quarter there, so that was a big play for us.
So, talking about the running game success, did you maybe take advantage of their aggressiveness up front? I mean, they blitz a lot. They're very. Yeah. You try to catch them in some fits, maybe.
Well, they have a certain front that they use quite a bit, and they're, like I said, they're twitchy, long, explosive. They've been a great defense, really, the entire season. So, again, this was a good team win, offensively, defensively, and special teams. So all three had their moments that they want back, and all three, I thought, really played at a high level when they needed to.
So pattern, you guys, second half. Seen it all season consistently. What is it about your team that makes them such a good third or fourth quarter team?
Well, I got to give credit to the coaches. They do a great job. Making those adjustments is important at halftime, or even hopefully before half if we can, ideally. Not always able to, but the players do a great job of absorbing the information in a short amount of time and going out and executing. I mean, even our first drive today, coming out after half, I think led to three. Wanted to get seven naturally, but I like the way we moved the football to get down into the red zone. Would love to have seen us cash in there in the red zone, but move forward.
Coach, I want to talk about the balance you had on offense, over 200 yards on the ground led by James.
Yeah, I mean, again, just the line of scrimmage is huge every week. And I thought Coach Cromer, Coach Gund, and Joe, put their collective heads together. Coach Boris is involved in that as well, and Skip, and came up with a good plan. And when you're able to do that, it certainly helps the entire offense.
Sean, did you see something different in Matt today? Matt Milano, it seemed like he was flying around.
The week he had this week leading up to the game, His confidence continues to grow each and every week. If you look at it just holistically, it's been a while since he's played, and giving him a little bit of grace, and I think himself giving him himself some grace is important, right? And just knowing it's going to come, and you're starting to see it. So it was good to have him out there today.
If you weren't coaching in the game next week, would you want to buy tickets to watch Lamar and Josh?
Yeah, I mean, this is what everyone's been waiting for, right? So it'll be a nice week, and everyone will be looking forward to it. And You know, they're a great football team, right? I mean, they handled us pretty good the first go around, and you know, they're certainly playing well coached. John's won a Super Bowl and comes from a great pedigree, so it'll be a big challenge for us.
Is that a like distinctly difficult week at the prep just because of everything that Lamar can present?
You said it. Yeah, you said it. So I'm trying to figure out if I need to go back over there now or if yeah, we'll see. No, we got to have a great week. We need to get our rest. There's a potential in a short week. I got to play our best football. That's what you got to do this time of year.
You talked about adjustments on defense. What do you think maybe kind of pinpoint to allow you guys to pitch that shutout the last three quarters plus?
Say that again.
Your defense made the adjustments you talked about. Can you pinpoint anything that allowed you to pitch a shutout for over three quarters?
Well, I think third downs were big I think really since that first conversion on that first scoring drive that they had. And you got to get off the field on third down. I thought we were pretty darn good at it. I think they end up 2 for 9. So we'll take that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Sean. Josh is going to grab you.
You guys are lovely. And the little storm.
It's
it's crazy when you research stuff and you're like, shit, who did all this stuff? And like, oh no, this is expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Nothing's cheap.
Yeah. Nothing.
What can I do for you? I'm going to tell them it's Sean, and I'm going to go piece my head in it.
Oh,
yeah. No,
back that.
I'll double check.
Right. Something. Hey, camera guy. Just dropped me. Just dropped me. Something fell off your house.
I don't like the screen. More ways. And then the white cable would pull up like, so I tried to zoom in the background.
Yeah.